Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amadei Show, episode 596. Hold the line. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the creative pursuit and the way that people, you know, have to deal with all kinds of, as they put it, slings and arrows of fortune and misfortune, of course, as they attempt to make things real within the world. And after a few conversations I've had today, one thing that's really been on my mind, which is how we're able to withstand the negative things that press on us for years sometimes. And it can feel so defeating and so difficult and so hard to deal with. And one thing that I've really become aware of over the last 5-6 years is the necessity of stubbornly staying put, not leaving, refusing to stop, and holding the line. And when I say holding the line, I mean holding the line of belief, holding the line of your own truth, holding the line of your passion and your desire to create, no matter what is being thrown at you. If you look at all of these other things as that resistance, as Stephen Pressfield talks about in The War of Art, the thing that's keeping you from creating whatever you're trying to create in the world, and you realize that the strength that you give back in resistance to resistance itself, you're the one saying, no, I will create this, and you refuse to buckle, that makes you stronger, but also provides more opportunities for you to eventually break through, which you will if you stick long enough and you work hard enough and you do good enough work. Just an idea of mine, but I just want to remind you, if you feel like giving up, if you're feeling like things might be too much, hold the line. Don't give up yet. You can always give up tomorrow, but don't give up just yet. If you want to find me on social media, you can. Michael Amadei, I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. Or you can go to michaelamadei.com and find out some stuff about me there. But I hope you had a wonderful day. And as far as this show, I will do the next episode tomorrow. So until then, have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you soon.